Blog Talk Radio.
Ilanga lishonile, Papa na mazungu yisi komozo baba.
no moja.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. Okay, the air date of this episode is January the 23rd, 2024. Okay, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen,
So everybody here be cutting? All right, cool. Sorry about that,
Shabaka.
Go ahead.
Okay, and as you know, the dump, as in human shit, and we want to make this perfectly clear, won the New Hampshire primary. Okay, so Nikki Haley's going out there grandstanding and all this old type of shit. I hate to say the voting is a waste of time, black family. What we got to do is concentrate on some economical power. Is because the Maafa, which is a disaster so bad it's beyond description, as Dr. Marimba Ani had stated in her writings. And she was a student of Dr. John Henry Clark. Okay, is because she's...
But I just started sharing it. That's why it should work now. You don't know what they can hear. Stop doing stuff, Jesse. I got this. I got it. Because now they should be able to hear it. It's sharing. The screen is sharing. They should be able to hear it. Jesse, stop arguing with me. Just get off of it. Just stop touching it. I got this. Look, I got it sharing from this side. Oh, stop. I'm telling you, you can hear it. Yes, you can. I'm listening to it on the other end. Well, stop talking. Maybe you'll hear it. Stop touching stuff. Don't touch nothing. I got this. Jesse, I got it. I got it, Jesse, or I might end up getting out of all of it. You're going to stop touching it or I'm getting out of all of it. I can hear it. Stop talking. Stop messing with it. Stop. I got this, guys. I got this. Why are you arguing? I got this. Okay, fuck it. I'm out. Bye. Take over. You're in the stream right now.
Okay. I hope we are being heard and what have you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, is because what we need is the tangibles, okay, for past atrocities committed against our people, not only here in the United States, but throughout the whole diaspora as well, too. Also, too, we got a crumb bomb on a little bit on these neocolonialists who figure that the only way to get ahead, to be a carbon copy of the oppressor. Dr. Martin Luther King, his second son, Dexter, had passed away recently, and he was 62 years of age. So our hearts go out there to the King family on their loss. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, is that people think that we preach hatred, on our platforms, on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, the revolutionary agenda, and what have you. And we do not. What it is that we project great love for our people, okay? And then call into the studio and then, leave some comments in the chat room if it's available, okay? And also, too, our co-executive producer, Brother Che, is with us. Are you there, Brother Che? Brother Che, are you there? All righty. Moving right along. Okay, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, as we are dealing with 2024, an election year, which will perhaps would be the most controversial election year since the year 1968. Okay, racist white supremacy, black family, is not playing with us, okay? They're out to kill us. I'm just going to be real about it, okay? So what we have to do is that we have to, you know, start building for ourselves, start networking amongst ourselves, creating our own social media platforms, okay? You know, we're doing the best that we can with resources that we have, okay? We're also on StreamYard as well, too. So what it is, you know, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Che. Brother Che, are you in the studio?
I don't know what the hell is going on over there with Jesse, but of course I'm in the studio. So Shabaka just dropped off real quick. I'm in the studio. Jesse's supposed to be in the studio, but he's messing everything up on the StreamYard. So I gotta fix everything again. Once as soon as he says he's gonna stop, I'll come back and fix it all. But yeah, I'm in the studio. Somebody has to be in here. God. All right, so we're talking about he just read the description, which is great. In our current unstable political climate, I don't want Nikki Haley or Nimrata to be anywhere near the presidential seat. I don't think she's qualified. Hold on, I see this other call. Let me just check this in. Let me see who this is real quick. Okay, that's Jesse. Let's see. Jesse, that's you? Who's that? Jesse?
Yes, it's me. But okay, ask who this 11111 number is.
All right, thank you. All right, who is this? Sorry, you're calling Shabaka Blake Prince again. Brandy.
Yeah, this could be Solution.
Oh, all right. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go ahead and let Brother Che go ahead and finish his dialogue that he was supposed to do. And then we'll let you talk.
Sure. Okay.
All right, so this is election 2024 coming up in November. And the title of this show is Election 2024 and Black People in America. Black people, not people of color, not minorities, not marginalized, disenfranchised. All this broad and big terminology that these white liberals love to use, that's not what we're talking about tonight. This is Season 8, Episode 5 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and I'm the co-host and co-executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, Che, C-H-E, Nkrumah, N-K-R-U-M-A-H, Nkrumah. Che, C-H-E, so we don't have no confusions. And we are joined with our other host, Lady Che, also C-H-E. And this episode is for those that are 18 years of age or older. We are having a discussion on the current unstable political climate in regards to black people in America and in the diaspora. The call-in number is 516-418-5996. And press 1 and you'll be live on the air. Our chat room is also open for our usual hate mail and comments. Let me bring Shabaka back in here.
Greetings. Thank you, Brother Che. Yes, sir. And these are some uncertain times. And as I stated, you know, before this phone decided to fuck up, is that this is going to be perhaps the most controversial political election since the year 1968. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, but don't, as in human shit, and we want to make this perfectly clear. Okay, he's got Delaware, okay, and then if I can recall my political science, okay, it all depends on how many electoral votes that the state of Delaware has. Now, Trump, you know, he was on the idiot box on cable Nazi news. He had Uncle Tim Scott up there looking like Stymie, you know what I'm saying, ass-scratching, yada-bossing, you know what I'm saying. And this really proves, ladies and gentlemen, of how we have regressed as a people in our collective economics and in our collective politics. The only person who I'm voting for president of the United States is Brother Che Nkrumah, also known as Jesse Paris, okay? Because I'm of the opinion off of research that I've done that Mr. Paris was cheated out of his mayoralship in the city of Denver. You bastards out there, you know, you sit up there, you know, take his material, his copyrighted material, and in particularly in regard to our unhoused neighbors, and then you take it for yourselves, you see. So once again, all inclusion is an illusion. Okay, and we looked at Kamala Harris last night on Cartoon News Network. She comes from a tainted past, okay? And the best thing that could happen is, ladies and gentlemen, is for Biden, you know, to resign from office. Now, this does not mean that we are endorsing the yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead, Shabazz. We're listening. I'm just telling
Jesse
to keep me off the
blog talk. Okay. All righty. And then also, too, we are sharing it on StreamYard, ladies and gentlemen. And to keep this platform going up, we need the help, you know, from the community, the black community, okay? We need it bad. It's because our combined total of the revolutionary agenda, a frontline black news and Shabazz's black experience enhanced, you know, has been combined years of, I believe, of 12 years, okay? And we're in season 8 right now. So therefore, you know, keep your hate mail coming. And the reason why we appreciate your hate mail, you're welcome to call in too. And for those of you, you know, who are not of African descent, who are not foundational black Americans, okay, if you are a racist white supremacist, we'd love to hear from you, too, and state how you honestly feel, okay? And it's because, like I said, we're not the same, you know what I mean? And we don't care about no racist slave trading pedophile.
It's taking me out of everything.
Okay, what happened? Okay, sounds like we're having some technical difficulties right here. Okay, so I'll keep continuing going through.
No matter what, just stay where you're at. Jesse, stay where you're at. I'll be back. It's going to kick me off the main computer. I'll be right back.
Okay, Brother Che, are you there? Okay, Brother Che. Okay. All righty, yeah. Well, once again, you know, we're having some technical difficulties.
Yes, I'm here,
Brother. Okay, yes, sir. Okay, and also, too, Brother Che, what do you think of Nikki Haley?
Shabazz, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
All righty, yeah. Well, once again, you know, we're having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, and also, too, Brother Che, what do you think of Nikki Haley?
Shabazz, can you hear me? Nimarada.
Yeah.
You asking about
Nimarada.
What
yeah,
I think
Nimarada.
About her, she's a cheddar anchor baby.
Yeah.
And she's
okay.
not, she doesn't
okay.
stand a shot against the dump as in human shit. And we want to make that perfectly clear.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's because the dump, you know what I'm saying? You know, he bought the election, you know, the last time, and he's buying it this time. But the thing is that I appreciate is that, okay, we're getting some feedback. Okay, yeah, we're getting some feedback.
But the thing is that, okay, we're getting some feedback.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it on the StreamYard, Shabazz.
Okay.
That's why it's feedback, because it's on the StreamYard and it's on the blog talk, and I can't hear the blog talk. So I have to go directly to the page on Blog Talk Radio and pull the episode up to so the people on the StreamYard can hear what we are talking about.
Okay. Yeah, you should be able to do that. And then also, too, for Boost Mobile customers, Okay. Please add this phone number here to your plan, okay? It's because what I'm getting ready to do, I'm getting ready to change carriers, and I'll keep you for the phone service, Brother Chad, and I'll keep you updated on that. Okay, so what it is, ladies and gentlemen, they would tell us down there in Carolina, you know, not to talk about reparations, you know, the NAACP did that, the National Advancement, you know, for Corrupt Politicians, okay? And then, of course, to these black politicians, you know, who are not conscious-minded, withhold your vote, you know, simply don't vote for them, you see? And then to our haters out there, yeah, we love your hate mail, and I'm going to ask Brother Che to see if we got any comments yet off in the chat room. And then also to Joe Gibson, Piaki, you know, our usual haters, you know, you guys are welcome to call in, you know, as well, too. But keep in mind that you are in a RBG house, okay, it is because the red is for the blood of our people, which is black people that were shed on this land. Yeah.
Sabaka.
Yes, sir.
Since Lady Che got disconnected, so I got to connect back in, so I don't even think they can hear us.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Sabaka.
Yeah.
Sabaka.
Yes, sir.
Since Lady Che got disconnected, so I got to connect back in, so I don't even think they can hear us.
It appears you're calling back into a live show. We are reconnecting you now.
Okay, and you should be back off in the studio with that. Okay.
It appears you're calling back into a live show.
Okay. Brother Che, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just muted, so it was a feedback.
Okay, all righty. You might be too close to the components, okay? Okay, you're on the cell phone, right, or you're in the actual studio itself?
I'm on the cell phone.
Okay, all right.
Let me hang up.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us as we go through these technical difficulties. Yes, sir.
Okay, great. All right, let me put this back on.
All right.
I got the stream yard going, too.
Okay, all right. And then probably what you could do, okay, this is just a suggestion. If you could turn down the volume on the stream yard, then the audience is still here, you know, on their devices. Okay, so what it is, ladies and gentlemen, okay, is that we are all we got, okay, and we're going to keep rehashing it, and also to our opening song, tonight is by the one and only Miriam Makeba, who they refer to as Mama Africa, which is African sunset. It's because as the sun rises here, the sunset is setting over there. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I was on another podcast yesterday.
Baka, we got Solution with us, too.
Okay, you'll bring Solution on. Okay.
He's already on.
Solution, are you there?
Yeah, yes, I'm here. I was just listening. You guys have a pretty dynamic show, so I listen in or whatever.
Okay, and please spread the word to Solution. I think you're familiar, you know, what our haters like Pianchi and Joe Gibson, let them know to come in, man, and let's get ready to rumble, you know. And Sarge, right. If you out there in Blog Talk land somewhere, Sarge, we are charging you with desertion. You have been neglecting your post, Sarge, you know what I'm saying? We need your dynamism. Yeah, go ahead, Solution.
Yeah, let me just ask you this. Now, I've heard Pianchi, and I've never really disagreed with at least what I've heard him say. Now, I don't know if you're just kind of stoking the coals or what. That's okay too, but maybe if you could tell me something that he said that you took issue with, or even something that I said. I mean, I can pretty much defend my position, so I can.
Oh, yeah, and as you know, Solution, we defend ours, you know what I mean? And then also, too, Solution, okay, I don't know what your age group is, okay, but the things that I talk about, okay, that I try to relate to Pianchi, okay, is that I talk about the things that I've lived, you see what I mean, okay, that I've witnessed, you know, in the late 60s, in the early 1970s, and things like this. And this
right.
guy, President Trump or former President Trump, you know what I'm saying? He has issues. Is because one is I wouldn't have never gave nothing looking like Stormy Daniels no $250,000. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot. No disrespect to Miss Daniels, but however, you know, you did this corrupted.
Was that confirmed though? I mean, I don't get into this as much as you do. But I'm just
right.
asking you, was that confirmed as far as you are concerned?
Yes, sir, based on information that we had came across, you know what I'm saying? But another issue that I have with the dump, as in human shit, and I want to make that perfectly clear, is because he had one of his administrative assistants when he was the president by the name of Omarosa. And he had that woman, you know, physically thrown out of the White House, and he referred to her as a dog, okay? That was on call for, you know, they got something that they call termination letters, you know what I mean?
Right.
And Omarosa, you know, confused and what have you, thinking, you know, that white America loves us, in which it doesn't. And you will hear that classic cliche, well, some of my best friends are black, you know, and then with me, Solution, being an old bastard, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've seen it all, man. I've seen quite a lot. And
hey, let
also,
me ask you a question before you go on,
yeah,
just,
sure.
just so I get clarification. Omarosa,
yeah, sure.
was this a lady that had had previous interaction with Trump on some reality program where he promoted her?
I believe so, because Trump used to have a show called The Art of the Deal, I believe, okay? And
right.
Brother Chase, yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, because like I said, with me getting up in age, my memory is not what it used to be, you know what I mean? Okay, so I just have to deal with that. But then also,
right.
too, when Trump had came down on Colin Kaepernick, okay, where he quote-unquote has said, get that son
Hold
of
on.
A... Yeah, go ahead.
We got another caller, 301, last 4, 1374. What's your name and where you calling from?
Okay, I
it's
think that's Black Light.
The Free Lane,
yeah,
Black
yeah.
Light Man.
Yeah,
oh,
Black
hey.
Light.
Hey,
the
Black
people
Light in the house.
Yeah, the
yeah.
People's Minister Defense got you black.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm glad to always be here, too.
Okay,
and
thank you, Black
Fire on my Facebook page, too. Black Fire.
Oh, always. Okay, now also, too, inclusion, okay? Now, keep in mind inclusion, you know, as respect to you of your heritage is because I believe you had related to me, man, you have Native American ancestry. Okay, am I correct in that?
Yes, sir. That's right. Black Power. Apache.
Yes, sir. Okay, okay. I know about you, Black Lightning, but we have inclusion with us. Is inclusion still with us? Because Black Lightning, they up here messing with our acoustics.
When you said inclusion,
no,
I thought it was one of them words that went over my head.
Yeah, but
master teacher, you know, you be using the words. I'm like, inclusion, I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh, yeah. And if Dr. And if
so
Dr.
we got
Bay
two indigenous brothers on the line, me and the inclusion. All right.
Oh, okay. Okay, inclusion, are you there?
It's Solution. Solution,
oh,
are you
so,
still with
it? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, okay, okay, okay. Good, gentlemen. Good, good, good. Real good. You know, I
Ibaka,
saw something.
I just wanted to say something. Look, I think,
yeah.
well, at least for me, it's important to get clarification on just
sure.
what happened. People do have disagreements, some legitimate,
right.
some, you know, whatever. But
right.
Before I make a judgment, you know,
mm-hmm.
I generally like to get at least the majority of facts.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
So, you know, on this Omarosa thing, and hopefully
mm-hmm.
that's the correct pronunciation. See, I didn't look into that, but from what I gleaned is that
right.
she disrespected him in some writing, some book, or either
okay.
some or some speech that she gave. Now, I don't know if that's true. I don't know what's true, but simply because you proffered it, brought it up, in other words. Mm-hmm. So that's my understanding of it. I don't know what all the particulars were.
Okay, that sound reasoning. Okay, that sound reasoning.
Yes, she
there.
Did
Black Power, wasn't she on the front
after the dump kicked her out? Go ahead, Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Paris. Wasn't she on The Apprentice and Trump fired her on The Apprentice?
Yes, sir. I believe that is.
He fired her in real life.
Yeah. And then, believe it or not, you know what I'm saying? I did appreciate, you know, that show that he used to do, is because what he was doing was, you know, he was training people, you know, to be entrepreneurs and what have you. You see what I'm saying? And he was kind of like, in a way, like a Chef Gordon Ramsay. And I know everybody's familiar with Chef Gordon Ramsay. Okay.
Yeah.
And Gordon Ramsay is out here in Las Vegas, Chef Hell's Kitchen. Now, one thing about Chef that I have to respect, okay, is because, see, Chef got credentials. See, Chef, you know, you training to be a chef and you get his certification from his program, man, you know what I'm saying? You pretty much writing your own paycheck. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's real, you know. And then I noticed that toward the end with Gordon Ramsay is that, you know, he would apologize, you know, to the people that he would dismiss. And he would tell them, hey, you're welcome to come back, but however, blam, you got this here on your resume, you went through Hell's Kitchen, you know what I'm saying? And then also, too, in regard, you know, to the heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali, okay, he had beat Ernie Terrell to a pulp in the infamous What's My Name fight. Okay, and may Ali rest in power as well, too, is because with Dr. King, with Ali, their birthdays were 2 days apart, Brother Chaz, you know, and your birthday's in between, so that there's some divine intervention right there for you, sir. And then also, okay, is Lady Che back? Okay, but what I was getting back to, you know, for inclusion is that I was reading up here on Facebook about the Native Americans. Okay, I forgot which nation, and what it was is that the white man comes out there to the Native American and says, "I got paper money, right?"
Cherokee, hold on, Shabaki. It was the Cherokee, the Creek, the Muscogee.
Okay.
The Seminole.
Okay.
And there's one more tribe that they consider the five civilized tribes. But the thing about the Seminole is Seminole means runaway. So
okay.
They were basically runaway slaves that created maroon colonies down in Florida.
Okay.
Central America.
Okay. All righty. Okay. See, this is why I like having these brilliant minds with me, is because with me getting up in age, ladies and gentlemen, the age is taking its toll on me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just hoping I could hold my health,
well,
my head held high.
That was the other one.
Yeah, the Choctaw. Yeah. And then when I visited Black Wall Street within the last couple of months, as you know, Brother Chad, I do recall passing the Choctaw Reservation, Muscogee as well, too. But there was this Facebook post that showed, you know, the indigenous man, when a white man came and approached him and says, man, I got this paper money, man, you know, and let's say for the sake of conversation, I'll give you 1,000 acres for this land. So the indigenous brother said to him, he says, look, man, check this out. That money there will rot, you see. Mm-hmm. It will go away. You see, but he picked up a hand of sand, and he says, you see this right here? You see what I mean? You know, this here will not burn. This here will stay here. You see, and the same thing on the continent of Al-Kibalan as well, too.
Well,
so your paper
has sold Manhattan
yeah.
for $26.
Yeah, $26. Wow, you can really get in a good crap game with $26, can't you now? You know, but go ahead, Brother Che, you know what I'm saying? This is one of these stories, and also, too, inclusion, you know, this is sometimes in black humor, you got to laugh to keep from crying. You know what I'm saying? And I believe Smokey Robinson had made a song in the early 1960s during the height of the Civil Rights Movement, by such. And then, of course, too, you know, the great songs that Smokey had made during the Black Empowerment era, Baby, Baby, Don't Cry, okay, Going to a Go-Go. Let's see, and then the one, okay, I had the 45 as a kid. Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, back in my day, when your chip, you know what I'm saying, you know, your music disc, okay, it was on a spindle record, and it was a 45 disc. Then he made another one called Point It Out, you know what I'm saying, and what have you. But anyway, getting there, the indigenous brother said, you know, to the colonizer that, hey, man, your money would rot. You know, basically what he was saying for all practical purposes, ladies and gentlemen, in this podcast of those 18 years of age and over, is that he was pretty much telling him in a nice way, look, man, go take that paper money, go wipe your ass with it, because this land here will be here indefinitely. You see what I'm saying? Okay, and the same tenet of Africa, okay, on the continent of Akibalon, okay. You know, this is the same thing, you know, that our ancestors had said, you know, when the Boers came there. And then I was on another podcast yesterday too, Brother Che, where I cussed out some trick, and he's going to sit up there and tell me Elon Musk was an African. Elon Musk was a Boer, okay, of Dutch descent. So he is not no African. Okay, and I consider that there to be a very, very great insult to the intelligence of our people, particularly when you look at the atrocity.
But he technically is an African. He was born in Africa. He has citizenship in South Africa. He came to America. So he is technically an African-American. That's why I don't identify with that term, and I haven't identified with that term in over 10 years.
What's that, the term Boer?
No, African American.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. And then as my ancestors had slaved down there in Montgomery, Alabama, I have theorized, and also too, Brother Chair, I found out too, I had ancestors who slaved in Tennessee as well too. Okay, so. Okay, and my family's doing research on it. Okay, and also, too, that what it is they had us three-fifths of a human being. Now, inclusion, this is one of the disagreements with Pianchi that I have, okay, is because when a black man denies his African heritage, or let's say to the end of a Kibalon, it is a form of self-hatred. This is why in the 1960s or all the way up to the 1960s, black folks will get their hair pressed, or they will call it a conk, you know, read autobiography of Malcolm X on that, you know, when he was Detroit Red in his hustling
process.
Days.
Process,
yes, sir.
Too.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Black Lightning. Yeah. Thank you, Black Lightning. Yeah, process. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And then I think even James Brown made a song, How Do You Expect to Get Some Respect in Your Process Ain't Done Right, or something like that, you know, and shout out there to the spirit of the one and only James Brown. His song said loud, I'm black and I'm proud, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was definitely a song.
To the side.
Yep. Yeah, and that was one of his biggest hits. It was at the height of the Black Empowerment era. And as I did relate to Dr. Critical Truth Band, Sheikh Imam Akbar, you know, on Black Power Radio, when we was discussing Martin Luther King, one of the things that I respect about to Martin Luther King is that man realized his mistake, that he led our people into the burning house with integration. They hated us simply because of who we are. They hated us.
So he was asking for them reparations.
He was asking for them reparations,
though. He said
he was asking
them to cut that check back then.
Yeah, oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely. You see what I mean? And then also, too, is that the X-Men and Martin, you know, they did try to reach out to each other, and I believe Brother Che, about a year ago, we had the elder Mr. Machesnik, you know what I'm saying, you know, who dropped a whole lot of knowledge on that, you say. And now, with these college universities that's going on where that they killed affirmative action, and this is why Nikki Haley can kiss my ass. This is why the dump, as in human shit, may take a flying leap through a rolling donut, and I want to make that perfectly clear. Quoting one of his precitators who stated that he was not a crook, and of course we all knew that he was. You see what I mean? Okay, now. When the panties, Ron DePanties, you know, who's knuckling up under the Trump and what have you, talking about that this here makes white folk feel uncomfortable, but white folk don't want to sit up there and own up, you see what I'm saying, to their atrocities of which they committed against people. Those of African descent, those of the indigenous people of the Americas and what have you. And to quote the words of our sister, may she rest in power, Miriam Makeba, who spoke Zulu, Xhosa, and about three or four other languages from French to English and what have you. You know, she was incredible. And this is why we always played African Sunset to her, you know, paying tribute to her. And she had stated is that here, you know, for centuries, we're on a kind of Alkiba line and what have you. And we translated our history and our customs orally, but then here comes the white man like Elon Musk who says, well, you don't exist until we discovered you, and that is ridiculous, you see. So fuck Elon Musk. And I want to make that clear, too. And then also, too, Elon Musk, you're no good bastard on your ex or your Tweety Bird or whatever with that ratchet-ass bullshit that you work out of San Francisco. You want to charge people, what is it here, $500 for the whole year, you know what I'm saying, you know, to be up there on your Tweety Bird. So I'll just shoot my tweets out there and what have you. We are trying to build up the network, man, and correct me if I'm wrong, Black Dynamite, okay, because Dr. Bay had suggested something about building our own platforms?
Yes, sir. So we won't be able to have to worry about blog talks and stuff. It seemed like they targeted black blog talks to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always been a target right here. And then also, too, and I see Joe Gibson and Pion calling in, okay, because they can't handle the heat. You know what I mean? And then you guys can crumb on me all you want. Just make sure you spell the name right. Was this S-H-A-B-A-K-A-S-A-N-K-O-R-E? The name is pronounced Shabaka Sankari. And the University of Sankari, okay, which is one of the oldest universities in the world, okay, was in Timbuktu. You heard that old saying, I'll whoop your ass from here to Timbuktu. Yes, Timbuktu really did exist. And to you Greeks out there, okay, with your perverted lifestyles, and the same thing with you Romans as well, too. And we just want to make this perfectly clear. You didn't contribute shit to history. You went and stole it, claiming it as your own. I yield. Okay. Other comments, please. Brother Jack? Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I stepped away. I was talking to Lady Che. She said she's going to lay down. We got another comment.
Okay, all righty, the other caller. Okay, and we still have our man with this inclusion.
Last 48496, what's your name and where you calling from? Last 48496, what's your name and where you calling from? Okay, I guess they just listening.
Okay, all right, isn't it? Okay, 336.
As long as you was asking for the statement, here has a little something yesterday, actually. I had some statistics on the homeless situation in the United States.
Yes, sir.
which is, as far as the callers, now I posted it on my page too, so if people don't know, you're calling out their number so they can speak on here as well, as long as you press 1 for the press 1 to get in the call queue. And
yes, sir.
Let's see. Just like our broadcast on Sunday and Monday, which y'all are a big help to us on Black Power Radio on Sundays and Mondays here on Blog Talk as well. That's why I said that it seemed like the Black Blog Talks were being targeted.
We were definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Because ours was down as well. But, we're on Sundays and Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern time,
yes,
and that number also is 515-605-9889. And,
yes,
again, 515-605-9889. And I'll be real brief on this. It's 700 people killed by hypothermia annually in the United States. That's the outside, you know.
Not to cut you off, but you know, the point in time count is coming up. They're gonna start doing it next week and the week after.
The what?
You never heard of the point in time count? So every year, these service providers, mainly that's run through HUD or receive funding through HUD, go out once or twice a day out of the year, and they get a snapshot of the unhoused neighbor population in whatever locale that they're doing the count for. And that's the count that they use at the federal level to say, hey, this is how many people that we got unhoused.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really higher than what they're saying, because they're not counting people that's living under a bridge. They're not counting people that's living in their cars. They're not counting people that's surfing. They're not.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I got to turn the lady say. Go ahead, Dynamite.
Well, that's kind of what I was. That's kind of what I was alluding to as well. Now, by me doing night patrols on my bike, I get to see a lot of the homeless out there that are lit, like Brother Shay said, Paris, that you got people living on the bridges, in the woods. Now, the ones that I've been going and checking on, I go check on them when I'm doing my patrols. They live in the woods, so particularly. And with makeshift, tents, where you got like a piece of plastic over a clothesline, and that's not really decent shelter for a human being, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I'm trying to take up a tent drive to get them, because I've seen heavy-duty canvas tents, not the little light tents made for summertime, but the canvas kind and the heavy-duty. Now they have super – they got – you know, really big ones. You can get, they cost like $8.99, and a lot of people can get in them. And the smaller ones, they start at $150. I already bought one. And that's for the homeless people out there. So if you don't mind, I put my Cash App on there so people can contribute for the tents.
Then also, Dynamite, what I'm going to do, man, is that I'm going to get on the phone with you, man, off the air, man, is because we're trying to fundraise here, too, to keep these platforms going on.
We got to keep the platforms going.
And then on top of it.
That's cool.
Yes,
we'll
sir,
do
go
that
ahead.
Later. But the stats, I just do the stats and keep it moving because I know we got other songs. Don't want to take up too much time.
Go ahead with the 700, stats.
In the United States, we have 700 people killed from hypothermia annually in the United States. And the mortality rate for the homeless each year increased by 55%. From 2,056 people per every 100,000 people. Out of that, 1,289 people died May 12th, 2023. And as Brother Paris is saying, you got 600. Well, they count, and their count is going to be low because they don't see the people under the bridges and in the woods that I'm talking about.
Exactly.
600. They say HUD says 653,100 homeless women. Mm-hmm. 653. That must be million. 653,100,000 homeless. HUD released on, well, the number is 653.100 homeless. HUD released that in December the 15th, 2023. So it says the life on the streets is brutal. Lack of secure shelter. Now that's
right.
What I'm trying to get on the shelter. It's on my page under Dynamite Lightning, and right along with the Panther post that I put up for Shabakas, Black Experience Enhanced. So y'all can find it on there too. But you have the it says the lack of secure shelter. And underlying shelter and food, income, hygiene. Now, hygiene is important too. So I've priced some, camp showers. Showers and toilets. The camp showers, they don't cost that much, but those they have actual camp toilets. And they have a tent to go around it and everything, a toilet. So I'm like, a shower and a toilet in a tent, and you get two of them, right? One for the men, one for the women, you know?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Or if ain't nobody out there, you know, whichever one available.
exactly.
The last part, though, I just want to put this in here. It says, it makes, without the hygiene, it makes it nearly impossible for them to be healthy. Therefore, their life expectancy would only be 48 years.
Wow.
48 years. So maybe if the hearts of the people could put hashtag tents for the homeless on some of that stuff that you're doing, that would help us as well. Or maybe a part of it, you know what I mean? So when I say us, I mean all of us, because I'm sure at some point most people have been in that position themselves, and without having a toilet to go to in the middle of the night, and you're in the woods, you know, that makes it extremely difficult, you know, a shower.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, you see people, they can't even get a job because they don't have showers. And then maybe people can donate the clothes, nice clothes, so that they can try to get employed, you know. Some people are down on their luck, you know, and then some people need to be taken care of, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and then the elderly, they need chairs, you know. Those folding chairs that have the electric in them, got the heat in them, you know.
Yes, sir. They're
not cheap either. They're about $200 for them, one of them chairs. But you put the battery in there and it heats up the whole chair, right? And that'd be good for the elderly that are homeless, inside of a tent and a nice chair that's, you know, and then they got the solar panels for the what do you call those charges, where you can charge up the batteries for stuff like that, like that chair. You know what I mean? They even got they got blankets. They got blankets too, you know? So if somebody saw somebody out there that's like 80, or 75, 80 years old, that's out there homeless, sitting on a what you call it, one of the milk crates. Just pick them up and put them on that folding chair. You know what I mean? And give them and give them a little cart to pull it. You know what I mean? And a little blanket to put around them. You know what I mean? Hey.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay.
So God bless.
And
the
yes, sir.
And we're gonna keep it up, keep it strong, and that's over there, Dynamite Lightning, on my page. On the on the Facebook. All right.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
that's my part. I just want to make sure I put that out to the world as much as possible.
Yes, sir.
Because I already ordered one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I posted it on my page too. The receipt for it, because I don't want people thinking that it's like no part going here and part going there. Shoot, I spent $100 out of my own cash. And $40 out of the contributions from Gary and Jan. Yep, they threw a couple of 20s on the fire. So do the same for Shabaka's Black Experience and Hands, and keep this Blog Talk Radio, make it stronger, and we can build our own platform. And it's just going to help everybody. So Black Power.
Oh, yes, sir.
And the freedom
land. Sir.
I'm
yes, sir.
By
all
right
means.
Here.
Yes, sir.
Black Power.
And then always, okay. And then on top of that as well too, okay. And we're going to be politically correct right here, okay. Is that when we post up here on social media, is because they admonished me a couple of times. Well, you know, you just talk about black only. What about the other people? Well, first place. Cut the check, you know, for the tangibles of $100 trillion. You see what I'm saying? It's because we had built this damn country off of free labor. And the Irish, the other groups and all that, you guys know how to handle your situation for yourselves. It's because your indentured servitude, that is the biggest fucking joke that I ever heard. Now, here's what blows it out the water. And feel free to comment there, too, inclusion. Okay, now, the Irish were indentured servants. Okay, so you're dead. You know, you're going to go work it up. But why would an Irish violate black women on a plantation system, too? And why was the Irish, you know, they were purchasing slaves or were awarded slaves as well, too? Is because, you know, when you look at the European surnames, it came from the slave master, black people here in the United States, McWilliams, McPherson, McDonald, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, the British last names, Jones, Brown, Charles, you know, stuff like that. Then we are taught to hate, you know, from where we came from. You see what I mean? But we're taught to sit up here, you know, listening to this pedophile telling us what to do. Or I should say institutionally, you know, it's because of the black woman that they had violated on the plantation system. Okay, comments on that there, Mr. Solution.
Well, Shabaka, that's kind of loaded because I think just from hearing you guys, you kind of have a perspective on everything. And I just kind of sit back and wonder, you know, where are you going with this? Are you really going to mount some sort of empowerment campaign. Now, there's a book by Claude Anderson called Powernomics. There are a number of these books.
Glad you brought
you
up Dr. Anderson. Yeah, go ahead, Solution. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Dr. Anderson. Please finish with your comments,
well,
sir.
Well, you know, he really discusses these things intelligently and methodically. And what I find, now, I don't have any issues personally. I don't have any issues. But I do like to delve into the area of financial empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say this. I don't think you expressed what it was that Pianki said. We kind of got cut off with someone else. You can do that at your leisure. But I don't – you know, a lot of things happened in the past. And say within the last – I'm going to go back about 150 years ago. You know, there was what you call might makes right. Now, there has been a lot of that recently, like in the Ukraine. You know, you have war breaking out, of course, with Israel and Hamas and in some other areas, too. But, I mean, this is the way of the way humans have always interacted is with bellicosity. In other words, warlike. And there have been winners and losers. And, you know, people have come to the bargaining table, not always with clean hands or fair intentions, but at least to stop the killing and try to get a semblance of peace. And I would say that people living today, and this is not just me, but science says that we live in the greatest time ever, economically, standpoint of space, where everything is positioned in space, or I should say cosmologically. So we live
sounds like
in
you've
a
been
fantastic.
Reading Nash sounds like, yeah, not cutting you off, Solution. Sounds like you've been reading a lot about Dr. Ashraf Kwesi. It's because, you know, he's a heavy brother, you know, educated man, you know what I'm saying? And he has made the statement, and I have no reason to doubt him, is that when you look at the Great Pyramid in Kemet, okay, it sits the dead center of the Earth's landmass. You see what I'm saying? And our ancestors, you know, on the Kiblon and what have you. See, now those Greek dudes, okay, those Romans, see, they came down there and stole shit, okay? Now, also, too, which they did, okay? Now, also, too, you got what they call collaborators. You see what I'm saying? Now, let's look at the situation.
Black power, black power.
Yes, sir, always, always.
I'm an abrupt, he's a collaborator. I got my greatest collaborator on the line with us, National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Blessings to you.
My commander-in-chief. So I just want to announce his presence to General on deck, Black Power.
Greetings, and ma'am. And thank you so very, very much for joining with us. Now, Dr. Ashraf Kwesi.
Are you still
okay,
there?
And
I want to make sure you're still there. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm here, clearly. I can hear you clearly.
Okay,
ma'am. Thank you so very, very much for joining us, sir. Okay, now, Ashraf Kwesi had pointed out in his works, okay, is that the Great Pyramid sits dead center of the Earth's land mass, and then, of course, the smaller pyramids are duplicates of the Great Pyramid. You see what I'm saying? And then on this other show, Imam, that I tried to call in yesterday, it was a conservative dump supporter, man. And you know me, Imam, I went on there and cussed him out, man. It's because I'm up here trying to make a point, and every third word, you know, he's cutting me off. So I told him two words, man. The first word starts with the letter F, and the second word starts with the letter Y. And please connect the dots. Okay, it's because they never want to give the black man credit for anything. Now, Professor P.L.O. Lumumba has stated, and this is what I was trying to relate to this trick, okay, is that the African, you know, and I'm going to mock the professor a little bit on his way of speech, no disrespect, Professor P.L.O. Lumumba. He says, when the Portuguese had came to Africa, we treated him well, and we welcomed him. When the French came and brutalized us, when the Italians came, you know, we allowed them in, and they brutalized us. The same thing with the British. The same thing with the Dutch. The same thing, as I stated, with the French as well, too. And what it is that, you know, the continent of Africa gives. But the European, he comes down there with his savagery, his brutalization, and what have you. And then he wants to ignore our customs that we had. Now, black people sold themselves into slavery. Biggest lie ever told. What had happened was the European had came down there, went to some of the heads of state of the nations, is because, see, tribe is a primitive term, and we come from original nations. So what would happen is the European would come down there with his filth, with his lies, with his deceit, with his unclean spirit, and says, okay, well, man, we want your prisoners of war. They march them to Gory Island, where they go up there to the point of no return. And then, you know, as the white man looks at it, he says, okay, this slave ship will carry 300 people. Well, you know, we got like 250 of these dudes right here already, but we got to get the mother 50 slots filled up. So he will go there to the one that he lied to and capture him as well, too. What proves this? a case that happened here in the United States in 1839, the trial of Sin Q. Okay. So why would
the let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Shabaka, and this is just a question.
Yes.
You're saying
yes.
that the Africans had no positive role in the slave trade?
No, what I'm saying is, Solution, is what had happened is was when one African nation fought another one, the losing nation
right.
was incorporated into the conquering nation. They were not disrespected. They were not dehumanized. Look at the concept of what King Shaka did down there in Azania. You see what I'm saying? So what had happened was here come the Portuguese, here comes the British, the French with lies, deceit, filth is because, see, they were nasty. They did not believe in bathing. They women did not believe in feminine hygiene. It was black woman of Ethiopia that showed the white woman, you know, how to clean her funky, nasty ass. It was also, too, the African that showed them sanitation, okay? And then, you know, when those fuck boys out of Greece, like Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, they're going to sit up there and promote this perversion that there's no greater love than it is between two men. But when the African kings, Mansa Musa included, King Shaka included, and I would imagine the generals of Her Majesty of Mutamba, Queen Nzinga, okay, we're going out here to take care of this business, okay? So what it is before we leave for the next few days, you got to get with your wives or take your queen with you, is because as one head of state had stated, Mansa Musa to his queen, baby, I need you to come with me out here. She says, well, why, my king, are you taking me with you? Because he says, I'd much rather die in battle with you by my side than to leave you here and we get invaded by one of these savages for you to be violated. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So does that answer
yeah.
your question on that there, inclusion?
Well, let me say this, Shabaka.
Yeah, we could disagree.
I mean, history
agreeably.
Is what it is. It's set in history. Let me ask you this question. I promoted Dr. Claude Anderson's book, Power Numics. Now, there are a number of books that are relevant. But how about coming to the current and empowering oneself and whatever corrections one can make with respect to what has happened historically, let's say do that? Because I'm always about the here and now and what a person can do to make things better for themselves right now. And
well,
I mean, one can get as angry as they want, but that's not going to do anything but drain them, just drain them of energy. Because it takes energy to be angry. It takes a lot of energy, especially to be angry and stay angry. My position is America is the great P-I-E, and get you a nice slice of it and live happily for the few years that you have here on Earth. We don't have that many years. What is it, 70 years? That's 70 years. And to spend a lot of years, you know, hating or being angry, and I'm not saying that you're doing that per se, but a lot of people do that. And I think that's an absolute waste of time. Get you some resources.
I agree with the solution. It is a waste of time. And it
wait a
is,
minute,
well,
let me just finish this.
Energy. I don't hate nobody.
Get some resources, empower oneself, and whatever one can do to make corrections, make the corrections. Look, I believe in going to court.
I agree with you there. I agree with you on that, but at the same time, you keep saying we need to forget about the past, but we're the only ones that get told that. No other group that has
exactly.
been awesome.
That's your word. I didn't say forget about a damn thing.
What
I said is empower oneself currently, and then whatever they can do to make a difference, if they choose to, it's a choice. If they choose to make a difference where they can with their empowerment, go ahead and do that. But in the meantime, live a fulfilled life. That's what I say.
Okay, the solution. Okay, let me. Go ahead, brother Che.
We're already doing what you're describing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
solution.
That, Che. Repeat it.
I said we're already doing what you're describing. We were talking about empower and make things, change things where you're at. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's what the world is all about.
Okay. Well, I think personally, this is just me again. I think
right.
more emphasis should be put on that because that's what's going to make the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
what do you
mean for me? But you know what else is going to make the difference? Equity.
Right.
Well, where are you going to get that?
Okay, cooperative economics.
Yeah.
You know, one of the principles of and what was it that there, Brother Che, that you quoted recently? You know, Kwanzaa. You know, the principles of Kwanzaa. Okay, cooperative economics, and I believe it's called Kujichia Kulia. Oh, Ujima. Okay, I stand. Yeah, Ujima. Okay, I stand corrected on that, sir. Now,
or,
solution.
Or Ujima. It's either Ujima or Ujima. I think it's Ujamaa.
Yes, sir.
Ujamaa is
economic.
Pronouncing
on that.
Okay, but the basic idea is now solution. Okay, solution. I hate to blow you up out the water of what you said, but fact is fact. And I went and visited this place, okay, that you know, Brother Che, is that
mm-hmm.
when black people were trying to be economically independent and do for themselves, look what happened to Black Wall Street in 1921.
We were.
All right, Chewbacca, this is my response to that. And it's okay to blow me out of the water with facts. I love to be blown out of the water. But this is the
mm-hmm.
point. How many times does a man who's knocked down get up? As many as he can.
Hold on
1 second. As many as he can.
The history of this country is not the
My position. My position is this. Is that you know? I look at a professional football. Let's take a professional team, if you don't mind, and that team. That team is built with professionals who have specialties that have been honed to a very fine edge, if you please, or a very fine point. So, you know the old saying, a chain is no stronger than its weakest link. So my
mm-hmm.
position is let people empower themselves, give them the information to empower themselves, primarily economics. I've been arguing this point. I was arguing this point with another gentleman whom I respect, but he
mm-hmm.
kind of went off the rails because he got into his feelings. Economics and the world doesn't give a damn about your feelings, right?
Okay, so about macroeconomics or micro?
Solution, cut the goddamn check. It's nothing
personal. Say it again, sir?
Cut the check.
Girl, I love it when Brother Che says that.
We need to be
you guys are talking over each other. I'm sorry. Che,
okay.
you're trying to say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Che.
Yeah
go ahead,
Che.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm in violation. I'm checking myself. Okay, gentlemen, carry it on. Then I want to hear from Imam Akbar.
You keep talking about economics, but yet you won't address the elephant in the room, which is reparations.
Right.
All right, let me address that. You may or may not get any damn reparations. And let me tell you this. If one calls someone their
it's
enemy.
It's not your business. It's none of your business.
Let me finish my statement, okay?
Coming to you here from Las Vegas, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not swaying any of that. So why is that even
in
the
you sound like an intelligent man. Why don't you listen for a moment? I'm trying to give you a piece of feedback. If you are expecting your enemy to help you, good luck. You better help your damn self.
We're not expecting nothing. It doesn't mean that we don't.
Hey, well, then what I'm talking about, number one, this is my number one format. Get out of debt now. Work your ass off to get out of debt now. Because debt is a slave master. Being in debt means that you don't own what you produce. You owe it to someone else. So, number one, get the fuck out of debt right now.
Please watch your language. We have those under the age of 18 listening. Please watch your language.
You know, Che kind of pisses me off sometimes. His responses, they're
not
very mature.
It's not.
My position is get out of debt, Che.
Yeah.
That's who's enslaving you now.
So solution.
You're preaching to the
choir. I'm sorry. Wait. I want to hear his response. Say it again, please.
I'm already getting
okay,
out of here.
Okay.
We're already doing what you're describing. So you're preaching to the choir.
Okay, well, do it more. The more you get out of debt, the more you can stack your wealth and empower yourself. So
hold the solution. Exactly. Now, solution.
Well,
you know what happened to the Freedmen's Bank, and I'm going to let Sheikh Imam Akbar, you know, drop knowledge on that. You know what happened to the Freedmen's Bank, right? You know, white America came and stole the money and said it was
Shabaka, listen, please, listen. Okay, I get it. I've heard about that. Yeah, they did destroy that bank. How many years ago was that? We're talking about now.
Okay, but see, but solution. There's something that they call generational wealth. Okay, Brother Chad, I'm going to turn it over to Sheikh Imam Akbar because, you know, he's my elder. Okay, Sheikh Akbar, man, drop knowledge.
Go ahead, Sheikh.
Wow. A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Sorry, y'all. I got
to go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Are you able to hear me, sir?
May peace be upon you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Yes, sir. I know there's a great urge to put in our rhetorical statements, and we accept all of that. But make a footnote. If you have any achievement, it is a wisdom that should have been gained from, if you want to go back to Tulsa, Oklahoma, or if you want to go to Rosewood,
yes,
Rosewood, New York, call it New York, it's all the same. We have not taken a vested interest in protecting our own vested interest. And it is because of a distraction, like a fulfillment decoy has been given to us to appease the opposition, to utilize their Mediterranean system over our own Afrocentric value system, our own family value systems that have been established here. And when we abandon our principles to make our way into their culture and their family value system, we know all about John Jr. Trump and John Jr. Kennedy and Robert Francis and Robert Francis Jr. We don't know much about Dr. Benjamin Banneker Jr. or Frederick Douglass Jr. or Marcus McLuhan Garvey Jr. because we have too much vested interest in their interest, and we have lost our brotherhood, we have lost our sisterhood, our motherhood, our fatherhood, and our nationhood, and by the sound of things on this line tonight, some of us, damn, they lost their goddamn mind. But we have to restore today. I have been born, beloved brother and sister, to free us from all forms of enslavement, and I can hear in the voice there's still a little child slavery going on in 2024, but we're going to straighten it out. And if you want to straighten it out, to rid ourselves of the ghost of plantation enslavement, you must discipline yourself completely away from your oppressor and build your family value system based on your own family value system and their voting system and their system of capitalistic imperialism, their system of demagoguery, this strange imperialism that's pressed upon us, and just the urge to reach out to white globalization, white male globalization, takes far too much of our attention. But if you begin to look into your ancestry and pull down Frederick Douglass Jr. and pull down, let's say, Harambe, let us all pull together. Harambe! Harambe!
Harambe!
Pull down on Dr. Browder and Kwasi and all of those brothers that have invested time in Egypt, invested time in Africa, and Abdul Malik al-Shabazz, that's one way to go. But Omar Wali, the freedom fighter, is yet another way to go. And then we have to look at Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the freedom fighter.
Indeed.
But also
indeed,
Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the warrior, because he trained in the Idi Amin to rid ourselves of this and to take another look at the Honorable His Excellency Robert Mugabe, because probably from the sound of this, most of you sound like you intend to be a Mugabeite by character, by nature, and booting the cracker off the farmland because we said, who's
right?
Our
mm-hmm.
Well, whose land?
Mm-hmm.
Our
land.
But it's not
your
land. If you don't, you got to do just like they tell you in the sermon in the Christian church. You got to name it, and then you got to claim it.
Claim it.
Else
indeed.
You have nothing in the way of an aspiration which you fully intend to live up to. You're just using cliches, and the cliche has gotten you in the midst of a strange, peculiar brand of appeasement. You are far too deep in trying to appease the opposition who don't give a damn about you nor your crew.
Facts.
So you organize with self, organize, as Dr. Kwame Ture. I said, well, Dr. Kwame, you knew him as Stokely Carmichael, but
no,
we knew
I
him as Dr.
Speaking,
Kwame Ture. And he said to organize, when you finish, organize, stay ready for the revolution, ready. And I stepped it up to say, stay ready for the black revolution.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, my father actually was mentored
and when
you
by said, ready for the revolution, we must bring in the black revolution of to complete the vision of our immediate ancestors who have now left it in your hands. The ball is in your court. The ball is in your arms. You
yes,
got
sir.
Tuck it like
right.
a local bread.
To our generation
kick it on to the end zone. To
exactly.
We can sing together.
To
I know that. We can sing together and make this three-part harmony. But
yes,
I can if we can talk at the same time and be heard. That is an impossibility. So
okay,
I will
one
not
at
be
a time,
long,
please.
But I must be strong, beloved. I am strong at the mic. I'm trained to rock the mic. But I just wanted to share a few thought problems just to loosen up some of that enslavement. I can hear the enslavement coming on the line. So I want you to read yourself of the ghost of plantation slavery and get it incorporated into your own politics. Incorporate, Frederick Douglass said, to avoid exclusion, but have full participation in your own black government. You don't have situation. You must integrate in no goddamn burning house. You have a situation that you could set your own political agenda and have your own representatives, because you still have on my
Speak,
license
Minister.
Plate. I'm sitting out here looking at my license plate says taxation with no representation. They fought a whole revolution with the bloody Brits, and the whole world laughed at them. And I'm into my last point. Never underestimate the power of divine intervention. Never underestimate your ability to put the opposition on their backside. And never underestimate what Almighty Allah has already put in you to bring your own revolution, your black revolution, your divine black revolution against oppressive forces, against the heinous hate crimes that is perpetrated against you, not in the Ukraine, not in Russia, not in Poland, not amongst the bloody Portuguese, not amongst the goddamn Denmark, Finland,
the
Danish,
and Finnish.
Right here on American soil, they are practicing heinous hate crimes against me and you,
right?
And with no due process. So I say, God damn it, we should be on the front line to end the war on us, and then there could be other discussions held thereafter. But until they end the goddamn war on us, we're in a state of war against our enemy, the goddamn white man. Power.
Yes, sir.
Black
power.
Black power.
Always.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything that you
all
said.
All forms of demagoguery. All forms of filibuster. All forms of rhetoric. Get rid of that goddamn rhetoric. Enough Negro stuff. And let's get down to the black business and the black revolution. Huh? We got to get away from the execution and start the goddamn black revolution. Black power. Give all the Mediterranean, give him all his garbage, and pick up a clean slate for revolution for yourself. Power to we the people.
Yes, sir.
And black
power.
Black power. And a strong black military to black that call at this hour. Black power.
Okay, now. Okay.
Hold on.
Now,
my brother has something to say. Can I say something?
Oh,
please?
By all means. Yes, sir. By all means. Yeah, I talk too much anyway. Go ahead, Brother Che.
Yeah, so I don't know. They're messing with Lady Che on the blog talk. They're not letting her in.
You know, she clearly has her hand raised and her mic is unmuted. So I don't know what's up with that. And then we got a caller from earlier, the 336.
Maybe she has her mic. Maybe she has a phone muted and doesn't know it. She just checked her mute button.
Okay, I think I know who 336 is. Okay, I'm going to unmute 336. The last three is 644. You're on Shabaka's
Black.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Oh,
nice
to
meet
you,
baby.
Hey.
Man.
How you doing?
All right. Who is this? This is Joe Gibson.
Lady Jay.
Yes, Joe Gibson. Yes, sir.
Okay, Joe, what's going on with you? Call in Pianki. Tell Sarge we're charging him with desertion, man, and he's getting ready to be hit with Article 15.
What's that?
Yeah. And call Pianki in as well, too.
I got arrested.
Oh. Well, I heard some Shabaka on the other show the other night. I guess they kind of, like, shut you down with Shabaka. I was listening, so I didn't I thought that was wrong. I thought that was wrong that they shut you down there and, you know, were interrupting you. You were trying to make a point. They kept interrupting you. Excuse me. Kept interrupting you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was wrong. So I think it was last night, this show you called in. That it was,
it was a show that, okay, I called that individual in, okay, and he kept shutting me off because I was trying to make a point. And you know me, Joe Gibson, and I simply told the dude two words. One starts with the letter F and the other one starts with the letter Y. It's because when I was trying to make my point referencing Professor P.L.O. Lumumba, he kept cutting me off, you know, and like I said, when I hear white America says, well, that we don't deserve reparations, we're the ones, man, that built your goddamn country, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just keeping it real, okay? And then on top of that there, too, Joe Gibson, you know, the great crops that you had with tobacco down there in North Carolina. And isn't Raleigh named after a dude by the name of Sir Walter Riley, I believe?
Possibly. I'm not sure. I'll have to look that one up.
No, it's a fact, Joe. Yeah, it's a fact, Joe.
I didn't know.
Okay. And we have inclusion with us, solution with her this evening, and we respect inclusion and what have you. The man sounds very knowledgeable, very educated man, and he was quoting Dr. Claude Anderson. Dr. Claude Anderson, that Brother Che had brought to my attention a few years back, had stated, I believe Brother Che, what was this, about 8 years ago? He had stated is that's what's going to happen. Yes, sir, is that these migrants are coming in here, and they're going to be the new Ku Klux Klan. It's because, like I said, as Brother Che was telling me there, that's happening in Denver, what's happening in Chicago, what's happening there in New York City, and fuck Eric Adams, okay? And I apologize for the language, and this is why this episode is for those over 18 years of age over. See, one thing, Joe, being a black man in America, the most disheartening thing to see is a Negro with a Eurocentric mindset, you know what I'm saying, is more worried about boss than himself, okay? And Malcolm X had said it perfectly. See, you had the field Negro and you had the house Negro. Now, the field Negro would tell the house Negro, say, hey, man, let's go on here. Let's escape. Let's get away. And what was the brain dead house Negro tell you? Man, you crazy. What's better than what we got right here? Sister Harriet Tubman, when she started the Underground Railroad, okay, and she had quite a life, she would say, once you get on this train, there ain't no getting back. And I could imagine all type of Uncle Tom, Tim Scott Negroes who get up there, oh, Miss Harriet, we got to go back to Master. We got to do this. Oh, Master being so good and all that bullshit. Sister Harriet was
up on that street. Hey, Shabaka, I have a point, if I can do
please
it without
let me
being
finish.
Interrupted.
Please let me, sir, inclusion, we're very interested in hearing of what you have to say. Please let me finish my point, okay? And she would tell guys 6 feet six, tipping a scale at 285 pounds, you know what I'm saying, with this brain death saying, well, man, you got about 3 seconds to make your mind up because you're either going to be free or you're going to be dead, and I got a schedule to keep with the Underground Railroad. Okay, I yield. Go ahead, inclusion.
Yeah, no, it's a solution. Look, if you can make that really applicable to today, that would might be helpful. But my position is this. A person can get up off their bum and go to work, and they can produce whatever it is that they need.
I'm not against Americans receiving whatever they can receive. My position is, what is one going to do about now? Position of lack now and waiting on someone else to provide for one, that doesn't make sense to me. That's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is very simple. It's not complicated. Get a degree. Some people, you know, given the economic retraction or constriction.
I got a degree.
They have had to go back and get another degree, one that's applicable, or get it updated, or whatever one needs to do. One's primary resources are going to have to come from the individual. That's what people are going to have to understand. But look here, this may be controversial to some people, but again, Claude Anderson, what he says in his book is virtually in all of the self-help books, Think and Grow Rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, all of those things. It talks about getting out of the damn rat race. And if one is not in the rat race, well, this doesn't apply to them. Most people in America today are in debt up to their eyeballs. And my only concern is, hopefully, that they get the information that they need to get out of that. Because being in debt is a form of modern slavery. In fact, let me quote you the proverb. It says, the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower becomes the slave to the lender. So number one, and this is something that everybody can do, get out of debt.
Okay, but solution, you're talking about the sharecropping system.
Student loan debt.
You're talking about the sharecropping system.
Say again?
You're talking about the sharecropping system after slavery, which was a form of being enslaved. You see what I'm saying? And the former
modern-day debt. Debt is enslavement. So that's a very simple point, I don't see how anybody that's of, you know, basic intelligence could disagree with that.
Okay, hold on a second. Solution. Okay, now let me ask you this question. Are your sources Eurocentric or Afrocentric? Okay, it's because me and Joe Gibson, we go back and forth with this here all the time.
Okay, what's
because
Joe goes
to Eurocentric sources for his information talking about African issues as opposed to going to African issues dealing with African people. And a woman to read, and I'm sure, Imam, you've heard of her, Dr. Marimba Ani, who was a student of the great Dr. John Henry Clark. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so that's a problem that I have right there. Also, too, solution, okay, now this dumb bunny, this dumpster, you know what I'm saying, he's going to buy this election and what have you, okay? The Democrats,
Shabaka,
you know what
hold
I'm
on
saying?
Shabaka, you're speaking English, right?
So what that mean?
Well, that means you're speaking English. What language is English?
Well, that there was forced upon on my ancestors on a slave plantation.
I'm not fighting with you. I'm just making a point. You're using the dollar. The dollar is your primary currency, correct?
Okay, well, we need to set up our own currency.
Okay, but Shabaka, how the hell do you think that'll be done in your lifetime?
There's an ancient African proverb there, solution, that you're unaware of, okay? And I believe your people, you know, have their proverbs as well, too. Okay, you see, I cannot go before my ancestors with my head held high, not knowing that I did not relate to the generations after me of the shit that I've lived through. You see what I'm saying? That's quoting Asada Shakur right there. And everybody knows who the Queen Mother is. That's Tupac's auntie. Okay, now, the thing is, solution, you're right about getting out of debt, but you see, but the American capitalistic society, and I believe Kwame Ture had spoke about this, okay, won't allow you to do it. So therefore, this is why we must do for ourselves.
Okay, back up a minute. I want to get this clear. Say that again. The American capitalistic system will not allow one to get out of debt?
Yeah, right. I'm talking about our people in particular, okay? A classic
example
of this is look at Hollywood.
let me just say this to you. When you're on the airplane and there's a pressure, the cabin is depressurized, you can't help everybody else. You've got to help your damn self first. Trying to help everybody else before you properly helps themselves.
Okay.
It's folly.
Okay, but see, there's another ancient African proverb. See, but once again, inclusion, there's another ancient African proverb. Going back to tradition is the first step forward. You see what I'm saying? Is because our economies was based on collective efforts as opposed to individual efforts. You see what I mean? Okay, and another case in point is this here, too. Now, look at the black hair care industry, okay, and I'm not disrespecting none of the queens, okay, but when you ladies, you know, open up your shops and what have you, doing the cornrows and what have you, traditional hairstyles from the continent, okay, you know, you don't sell your ideas to Europeans, is because Europeans are exploiters. That's their nature. You see what I mean? And no, we are not the same, you see. And like I said, solution, just like I told Joe Gibson, well, Joe, you know, summer's coming up here in the desert, man. You know what I'm saying? In about 4 or 5 months, please get with me out here, Joe, and I will show you in about 10 minutes that we are not the same. Also, too, Joe, I need to know first aid, you know, for your sunburn when your skin starts shredding, because the only thing mine is going to do is get enriched.
Shabaka, now, I told you time and time again I don't get sunburned.
Well, only the, okay, have you ever been out here in the desert, Joe?
I can't tell. I've seen your pictures, Joe. That's a lie. You look awful.
Shabaka, melanated people get sunburned, too. Trust me.
I'm your
the
teacher.
Sun, you the sun will
have
burn.
Have you been watching me on the news? Have you been watching the latest media report?
Well, white people.
Okay, because, whoa, 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 you know, folks, we can't talk over each other. We can't talk of each other one at a time.
Wrong thing, Che. I would rethink my position were I you. You may be focused on the wrong thing. I'm just saying.
Have you caught the latest media on me here in North Carolina by chance? I'm surprised you haven't.
Okay,
but.
Okay, what's happening in North Carolina, Joe? You got my
reparations
check?
I've been on the news. I've been on the news since 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock news for the last past 7 days.
Okay, what's been on the news in North Carolina?
Well, of course, they wanted to take me off the ballot because they've tried, you know, I stood up for convicted. I guess if you have a felony on your record, they say, which I do 33 years ago, I guess. So they said they wanted to try to get all felons removed off the ballot. And of course, you know, that would affect a lot of black voters. So, of course, I beat them. I won. So they're all up in arms and mad about that. So that means everyone with a record can vote now in North Carolina.
Oh,
okay,
well,
see, Joe, in California, yeah, in California, as long as you're not on parole, man, you could be a convicted felon, man, you know. Yeah, as long as you're
vote,
not on parole,
you can
vote
on parole
in
and probation. Nope, you could vote.
Yeah,
anybody can vote.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? But we're not, but let's focus on topic right here, you know, to respect the Sheikh Imam Akbar, because he's my elder. You see what I'm saying, you know. And one thing I will always respect about Sheikh Akbar is that he states it like it is. Indeed, and has always talked black to us. You know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate the knowledge of the one and only Dr. Critical Truth Bay. It makes you become the Lieutenant Governor of California in 2026. Okay, now, inclusion. The only way that you're going to have this so-called cohabitation on a peaceful manner, man, is that we got to have our own black nation, man, period. You know, this don't mean that we hate you or dislike you. You know, we're about preserving ourselves. It's because the damn American criminal justice system, man, preys upon us. And Dr. DeGruy, if you're out there, ma'am, we would like to get with you, because I do know, ma'am, that you're closing in on your study, and Dr. DeGruy is happy. Yeah. Dr. DeGruy is heavy. So definitely much respect to Dr. DeGruy, and they're not getting off topic right here. I just want to comment on the situation down in Atlanta, Georgia, with Fannie Willis and the affair that she's having with one of her coworkers. That is between a black man and a black woman, you know what I'm saying? They need to...
Shabaka.
She
did
what?
Anybody know about anything about that?
What's up with her?
She violated her oath of office.
Okay, so they're trying to slam her with that. Okay, what was the violation of her oath?
I don't know all the details, Shabaka. I was just saying if anybody on the call had heard anything about it.
Okay. So we'll definitely keep our listeners posted on that, you know, as well, too. Now, another thing, too, about this election with the dump, as in human shit, and we want to make this perfectly clear. One thing you have to give this no good bastard credit for is that he is stating of how he honestly feels. And that is the old proverb, you know, from the inner cities of South Central Los Angeles, okay? Never apologize for how you honestly feel. It's because I'd much rather deal with that wolf head on as opposed to a wolf in sheep's clothing. And then also to inclusion, you mentioned Dr. Claude Anderson, and Dr. Anderson has stated that the first thing we need to focus on, man, is the reparations. So I'm just putting that out there. Comments, please.
Well, I want to comment on Ms. Willis when you say so, Shabaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with this a little bit, and Ms. Willis has made – Ms. Willis, go ahead. What?
No, I said go ahead, man. That's what I was saying. I was going ahead.
Yes. Thank you. Ms. Willis has made some horrible errors. Number one, I think it would be best if she just got on her horse, figured out what her retirement is going to be if they allow her, and just get out. First of all, she's fighting against the estranged wife of her current lover. And she said that this woman, I think the woman's name is Joycelyn Wade. Ms. Willis filed a complaint basically saying Ms. Wade is conspiratorial against her and she's using political tactics, and she called her an adulterer. She's fighting the wife of her lover. Now, that was a mistake for her to get involved with this man. And then we find that she paid Mr. Wade, Nathan, more. As an expert, she paid him more than she paid the real experts, considerably more. In other words, people who had handled cases such as she's handling are being paid less, which means that they see that as a kickback because she went to Napa Valley out in California. They also went to Florida. They have the receipts. This is the wife. The estranged wife is providing these receipts. And the estranged wife claiming that Miss Willis is interfering with marital property. So we have two resources that she is improperly involved. The marital property of Mr. Wade and his estranged wife, and also by her giving a contract to her lover wherein she gets a kickback. In other words, she's using taxpayer money, which is illegal. Now, you know, having looked at this, this deserves disbarment and possibly jail time. You know, people have gone to jail for simply supplying airplane tickets for a person with taxpayer money illegally. So she has gotten herself into a hornet's nest, and to be prosecuting someone on the level, not speaking to the guilt or innocence, but just saying prosecuting someone on this level, and then there's a concept in law called unclean hands. She has unclean hands. That means the prosecutor of a crime cannot simultaneously be guilty of violating the law, the very law that they are sworn to uphold. So she has created a huge problem for herself, and if they'll just let her out with her hide, it'll be great. Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
on
Okay,
basically on that there inclusion, the overall crux of that there is a domestic situation in her personal life. And I do not think the woman's personal business should be dragged out in the public. Now, let's look at Donald Duck. Okay, you know, he was an adulterer, you know what I'm saying? He's a creep. Anyway, he's a pervert. The bastard has been accused of rape, you know, on four occasions that I know of based on my latest information right there. So therefore, if they're going to praise Donald Duck Trump and try to sweep that under the rug, then Ms. Willis and her domestic situation that there is between Ms. Willis and her lover. Now, on the legal
issue. No. You're wrong about that. Look. It is a domestic, you're right, it is a domestic situation that has spilled over into a public situation. Because remember, this woman occupies more than just one hat. Right, she does have her private citizen's rights. However, when she merges the two, that's mm-hmm. where the problem comes in. Because remember, she's issuing government contracts.
Okay.
And she's issuing government contracts that also involve her private life. She benefited, mm-hmm. you know, the statement Q Bono, who benefits. She
uh-huh.
benefited from that large contract. That was almost $1 million, something like
okay.
in excess of $700,000 that she paid
okay.
Mr. Wade. She paid
okay.
Mr. Wade. And he had no experience. And
uh-huh.
he had never prosecuted a case of this type. That looks stinky. Now, let me just say this. If any
wow.
one
are
of the people that she
politics?
Has cognizance over had come
okay.
to her.
Are you familiar with Chicago politics, their inclusion?
Hold on a minute. Hold on. This is in view. The point is, this is in, yes, but this is in view.
Uh-huh.
When she did that, when she merged her personal life with her public responsibility, she did that. And now it's under inspection, and we
uh-huh.
just have to see what happens. At minimum, she should back off of this case. She should no longer be prosecuting this case. And it's not
so
just
in other
personal.
Words, she should recuse herself from the case, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And what I was about to say to you, which I didn't quite finish, is that she would have given counsel to any of her subordinates. She has
uh-huh.
deputies and deputy DAs and what have you. I guarantee you she would have advised all of them not to do
okay.
what she did.
Okay.
Right? She
all
didn't
right.
take
well,
her own advice.
Okay, well, you know, well, solution. Okay, if you're gonna, if they're going to deal this here with Ms. Willis, then you need to go check the police chief of the Memphis Police Department about how her husband, when she was a police officer coming up through the ranks in Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Well, he was a downright pervert, and she didn't prosecute the bastard. You see what I'm saying? And then
I didn't quite hear that. This was Miss Willis's husband?
No. The chief,
oh.
okay? And what's the chief of the Memphis Police Department, Brother Jay?
Oh, well, we okay, this is under fire right now. I see what you're saying. Everything will be done, I guess, in its time, if it's done at all. And what's at issue right now is Ms. Willis. And she
uh-huh.
she has brought this up on herself. That's the
uh-huh.
point. Anyway,
okay.
go ahead, and I'll just listen. But that was my input regarding that.
Okay.
I've been following it.
Okay. And I think Sheikha Imam Akbar had dropped on us. Are you still with us there, Imam? Okay.
He might be on mute. Are you still there?
Oh, no, I think he dropped.
No, he's on with me.
Okay. But anyway, though, solution. Now, here's one for you, solution. Now, if you're going to say all this here about Ms. Willis, then another person whose name needs to be drawn through the mud because he's a scumbag is the current governor of the great state of California, Gavin Newsom. Now, Gavin Newsom was a campaign manager of a so-called friend of his who was running for mayor of San Francisco. Gavin Newsom, you know, starts screwing his wife. Not good. Okay, now, your current vice president, okay, Kamala, you know,
she has a record too. Now, Kamala was involved in an affair with the former mayor of San Francisco by the name of Willie Brown. He was 60 and she was 30. Okay, so she became the district attorney of San Francisco County. Then she became the attorney general of the great rotten state of California. And then, you know, she became a U.S. senator from California. And then she became the vice president of the United States. Okay, so, hey, solution, everybody's got skeletons in their closet. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot, it rarely if I agree or disagree on a moral position. I'm in no moral position, and I don't think you are a solution to judge Miss Willis. You see what I'm saying? If Miss Willis got caught up, she's got caught up, okay? But that's a situation with her and her male friend or what
happened. Well, Shabaka, look, you're right about that. I'm not her judge. I'm an observer, and this is a public issue, and so I'm just doing it, and what I see, I guarantee you, I can guarantee you a couple of things, and I'm not a betting man. Number one, Miss Willis will be removed from this case. Number two, Miss Willis will probably go to jail. Probably.
Well, I certainly hope not. At worst, hopefully she'll get
Well, you have
sentence.
To look into it and look at what has actually happened. I've listened to law professors comment on what has occurred, what has transpired. And just looking at it, I know a little bit about government contracts, and this is fraudulent. If what is alleged that she has done is the case, she has committed a felony, actually.
Okay.
Several felonies.
Okay.
We'll see. But you're right. I'm not just saying I'm her judge. I know I'm not her judge. But I am. I am an observer of what's going on and what's coming out. And so I'm just saying, when you're prosecuting someone on the level that she was or is, that you have to have clean hands. You can't go into this with dirty hands. And look at it this way, Shabaka. Look at it this way. If she was prosecuting you or someone that you love, but let's just start with you. She's prosecuting you. This is a fight. This is adversarial to the nth degree. You're going to use every tool you have. And if you come across information like, you know, she's giving contracts to her lover and then benefiting from that contract. Aren't you going to bring that forth if you're being prosecuted by this person?
Okay, but solution.
No. Answer that before you go on. I just want to get clarity.
Okay. Look at Donald Duck's Trump. Look at Trump's business records of all the corruption.
I got it. And we'll deal with that, too.
Okay, now get back with me on that. Yeah.
But if you were being prosecuted, wouldn't you divulge this information? That's my question.
Okay, now I'm not a – this is right up Brother Che's line of work. The only thing I can say, you can't have her recused off the case, you know, if she is prosecuting you on that. Okay.
Right.
And on that there, Brother Che, I would have to ask, you know, for your knowledge on that there as far as the criminal justice system is concerned, sir.
For once, I actually agree with Solution. She could easily
rule
the case and disbarred and face criminal time.
Okay.
Now it's become a conflict of interest.
Okay, now there you go, Solution, right there. You know, it's because Brother Jay has more knowledge in this field of what you're speaking of than I do. And I would be a complete fucking idiot to pretend that I do have as much knowledge as she does on the criminal justice system. And I'm not going to put myself out there like no idiot. You know what I'm saying? It's because I'm in the twilight years of my life, and they have stated that there's no fool like an old fool, and I refuse to be a fool. That's why I halfway went to school. You say, okay, but solution. Okay, getting back to the reparations. Okay, you say that we don't deserve it. Okay, which is an insult, you know, to all of our dead ancestors that worked from sun up to sundown.
Wait a minute. And I think you're confusing me with someone else.
Oh, okay.
I think
wait
you're confusing. I never said what you just said. I said.
Okay, hold on. Solution. Let me check my notes now. Okay, yeah, that's something with Sarge and Joe Gibson. Okay.
Okay, all right. I'll
correct.
Listen to you,
okay.
But yeah, you got to quote me correctly.
Okay, I understand. Okay, all right. Now, as far as I am concerned, supposedly we're supposed to have freedom of speech right here, right? Now, this hypocritical document called the United States Constitution, and I believe that Dr. Huey Percy Newton had used this here to exercise his Second Amendment rights in California, you know, protecting black people from police brutality, okay, in Oakland. All right. Huey had personal issues that still does not take away from his contribution to our history. You see what I mean? Okay. But they said that this man here was a domestic terrorist, and then you had a pervert, a cross-dresser, and a transvestite. I think this dude's name, man, was John Edgar Hoover. Yes, John Edgar Hoover. Yeah, who sat there and declared the Black Panther Party public enemy number one, and he's putting them in the categories of B-Face Nelson, Al Capone, John Dillinger, Ma Barker, because they had a place called The Rock that sits in the middle of San Francisco Bay. You might have heard the name of it. It's called Alcatraz. You know what I mean? So what's up with that? I can't hear you, Solution.
Wait, Shabaka, you're probably right with what you've set up, but what do you ask? What's the gist of your question?
The gist of my question, the gist of what we're trying to prove here, man, at Black Power Radio and here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is the hypocrisy of it. Now, I'm going to quote something from history on you there, Solution. This is a little bit before your time.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go on, I heard you mention J. Edgar Hoover, right? J. Edgar Hoover was a crook. J. Edgar Hoover was
of
a crook.
He
I've
was.
Seen a number of documentaries. Let me just say this just briefly. What J. Edgar Hoover did is he blackmailed everybody. He was a librarian, right? So he kept meticulous records on everybody. And that's the reason no one could really come after him is because he had the goods on them.
Right, yeah, presidents were afraid of him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was a very corrupt guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a very corrupt guy from what I understand, but go ahead.
Okay, now Robert F. Kennedy Sr., okay, who was the attorney general under his brother, who was the president, JFK, had told J. Edgar Hoover, he says, not only is it wrong we're doing, Mr. Hoover, it is dangerous. Now, hypocrisy on
not
the American social
on the overtime. Don't nobody hang
okay.
up.
Yeah, please don't nobody hang up. We are in overtime. Please keep everybody locked in. Now, Robert F. Kennedy went, senior that is, okay, had went to J. Edgar Hoover and told him what you was doing is morally wrong. A man had, you have too much power. Okay. But at the same token, to show you the hypocrisy of it, is that Robert F. Kennedy approved of the wiretaps on Dr. Martin Luther King, the Black Panthers, the Weathermen, Abby Hoffman, Jane Fonda, and the list goes on and on and on. Oh, and then, too, a woman by the name of Jean Seberg, okay? And in case don't nobody know who Jean Seberg was, she was an actress in the late 1960s, and she was involved with members of the Black Panther Party, okay? And then Miss Seberg came up dead with her body stuffed in a trunk of a car over in France, and please correct me if I'm wrong on that, and what have you. You see, so look at the hypocrisy on that. You see what I mean? And then, too, you know, when the heavyweight champion, you know, exercised his right that the U.S. Supreme Court surprisingly held up is that he was a conscientious objector, you know, to the war in Vietnam. To quote the words of the former heavyweight champion, Kong ever called me a nigger,
Ain't no Viet Cong ever bombed my church. Ain't no Viet Cong came and lynched and raped our babies. The white man is my enemy. And the only reason I'm saying that on Blog Talk, because I posted the heavyweight champion's comments up on there, may he rest in power, they gave me a 30-day suspension. And Facebook, with his hypocrisy, this is hate speech. But when white supremacists come up there calling me every kind of nigga and this, that, and the other, and I go report the shit, oh, they didn't violate community standards. So this is why I say fuck Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, and then okay, please don't nobody hang up. Please don't nobody hang up. You see, so, you know, so what it is with these Democrats and these reptilians solution, they two sides are the same coin.
Republican. You called Republican with the two
Yes, sir. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, dynamite. Yeah, absolutely on that dynamite, black lightning. You know what I'm saying? And then the whole cold part about it is that when we as a people, you know, talk about reparations, when we talk about justice, when we talk about loving ourselves, you see what I'm saying? You know, you get brain-dead Negroes like Pianchi. Oh, I'm an American. And I would love for Pianchi to go to the city of Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying, and drive through L.A. and get racially profiled. And when they, and after they give him the, how should we say, the royal treatment as in Rodney King, you know what I'm saying? I wonder what he would say on that. You see what I mean? And what is your opinions on that there, Joe Gibson?
Well, Chewbacca, you know, most of this media and a lot of these reports that we read are just false. You know, you have to dig deep to get to the truth. And, you know, mm-hmm. really, I mean, a lot of these, I mean, where are you getting these references from? I mean, is a lot of this stuff that you're quoting firsthand knowledge that you've experienced, or is it something that you read or studied through someplace else that's pushing a narrative?
Both. Okay, no, both. It's because I grew up in the city of Los Angeles, Joe. And when I was 19 years old and got stopped by the Hollywood division of the LAPD, not the Hollywood Police Department, because Hollywood is a section of the city of Los Angeles, okay, I got pulled over by crash officers. And one of them leveled a 9mm to the back of my head and cocked it. I heard the click. He says, nigga, if you move 1 inch, I will blow your brains out all the way from here to Imperial Highway. Joe, do you know how far Imperial Highway is, man, from Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles?
All right. Well. Okay. So that experience happened to you. Okay, that's the truth. Okay, I'll take it as truth. But what about me? What happens if I got beat up by police? What's that mean? What's that mean for me then? Am I in the same boat as you?
Well, what happened is, Joe, is that you would file a complaint, get you an attorney, and they will pay you off real fast. You know what I'm saying? They'll pay you off real
fast. That's not 100% accurate now. Come on now. You know that's not true.
No, it is true, Joe.
More whites have been gunned down by police than blacks and murdered by the police.
Okay.
If you look at the numbers.
Okay. Joe, okay. No. I don't believe you. If you got some resources, man, some information, present your information.
Let me answer that question for him. Even if that was true. It's just probably more white people in this country than it is anybody else, correct, Joe?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, so I see what Brother Che is going on. He's using the law of mathematics. And keep in mind, Joe, in the city of Los Angeles, black people only make up less than 19% of the population. But, however, in the California state prison system.
Why should anybody be killed, though? Why should anybody be murdered by the police?
Okay, well, Joe, as you know, and you and I have had this debate on my show, on your show, and various other shows, and Sarge, you know what I'm saying? That's why we're charging Sarge with AWOL, because he likes to read. Read a book, Joe, called Chief, and the author of it is by a dead bastard, and may rest in piss, by the name of Daryl Francis Gates, who was an avid racist, and he was a disciple of a racist police chief by the name of William H. Parker.
Back on the line with me too.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay. We're in overtime now, so we want to start moving
so
towards those treatments before they pull the plug.
And,
broadcast.
Okay, and also too, okay, Brother Che, do we have any hate mail in our chat room?
Okay.
I think the chat room's open.
Okay. All right, but okay, so we don't have any hate mail yet. Okay. All righty. Okay. All righty.
I wasn't joking. The gentleman I spoke to last time that's getting on the ballot and was going to go along.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Be in support of the hate crime bill with us, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
The anti-black hate crime bill, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It should go right along with the lynching. It could go right along with the lynching bill, as a matter of fact. You could push both points at the same time. And I've got Sheikh Imam Akbar on the line with us as well. He was at the mic, but he's black now. They were calling on you, sir. That's why I was letting know you're here.
Okay. Come on. Always. Okay, Imam, okay, drop knowledge. Yeah. You know, we're not looking closing comments.
In light of part of the discussion of brothers and sisters, if you're there, I will remind you of a place called Spartanburg, South Carolina. And in that county, they have brought about 20-plus black men in body bags out of that system in less than 1 year. This is from our researchers and our staff. And found out that is a world record out of one township, BMW, black man working. But they also make the actual BMWs manufactured there. And this wooden tooth sheriff by the name of, a wooden tooth beer belly sheriff named Chuck Wright. We call him Chuck Wrong Wright. He always comes up on the wrong side of the equation. Much like Andrew Johnson, the guy they mistake as Jim Crow. And he is the Jim Crow, the president of the United Snakes of America.
Right.
He is the one enforcing the South shall rise again, meaning that that white supremacy, that white bull Connor white will rise again.
Wilmington.
That's what they're talking about. And if you are naive to these facts, then you're sleeping on your revolution. You are asleep to the facts, the social, political facts, and the reality of the heinous, when I say heinous crime, meaning any form of overkill, the 40 shots, something should wake you up. Jamarian Robinson over in East Point, Georgia, received 76 shots. They were entrenched in the overkill. They shot him through the bottom of his head, meaning after he was down, they will continue to shoot this man. Unarmed man, young black man, football player.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We just have to remind you of these things that Rashawn Carter was decapitated in Taylorsville, Mississippi, a heinous crime, a super heinous organs out, and pulled the skull bone, freeze-dried the skull bone, and sent it to mama to say black people are nothing. It's 2024. This is not no ancient history. And we went into that town. We were armed against our vicious enemies. And don't you know the wooden tooth beer belly sheriff ran out of town and closed the police department and ran from the tooth. They paid him $50,000 to shut it down and cover up a heinous hate crime. There's no heinous hate crime going on in Israel, Palestine, in Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, or Afghanistan on the level of what is taking place right here in the United Snakes of America. And I say United Snakes because the United Snakes is a corporation only intended to carry out the capitalistic imperialism, only intended to carry out globalization of white male-dominated white supremacy. And if you're sleeping on your facts, then you need to wake up to these facts. And we have to wake up juice right here on the line. We're not running anywhere. We're telling you, brother and sister, you have to get on your revolution. You can live on polluted air and polluted water. But I'd be damned if you can live without your black revolution at this hour. I'm just here to tell you. If you're going to step into modern times, don't step into modern times with a cracker's foot hanging out of your behind. Don't do the shame to the whole ancestors and all those that were sincerely intended to bring a form of freedom fighting from Harriet Tubman to Fannie Lou Hamer,
from Fannie Lou.
No, Fannie Lou. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Speak, Minister.
Yeah, wouldn't to LBJ. He was going.
Oh, yeah.
He told his men he was blocking the speech of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but he was actually covering the speech of the Honorable Fannie Lou Hamer, who was lighting up Mississippi. And we got to rekindle the blaze to save the legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer and save the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad.
Yes,
the whole
sir.
Government says, why would they censor? Why would they censor Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad? Because the truth that was in his mouth would free you from a peculiar brand of enslavement. Oh, I just want to wake you up a little bit at a time, but damn sure wish you would come full circle tonight. Power to the people, Black Power.
All right, so we're in overtime, gentlemen, so do y'all want to start making your closing statements?
Yeah, my closing statement is here, Brother Che, and then, you know, and then by all means, man, go down the line. Oh, it's because I'm not at the board. My closing statement is, yeah, this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, ladies and gentlemen. We deal with the Black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. We do not believe in the illusion of inclusion, okay? We believe in our sovereignty of the new African republic, free the land, Sheikh Imam Akbar, and what have you. Definitely there's shout-outs there to Joe Gibson. We love arguing with him. Shout-out there to Pianki. You know, I love his diatribes and whatnot. Definitely shout out there to Brother Che and crewman Lady Che. Definitely there. Shout out to the memories of Dr. Edie, Dada. Okay. And also too, a shout out there to President Museveni of Uganda. It's because the United States State Department went to President Museveni. He says, well, if you don't embrace this Rainbow Coalition or the LGBT flag, we'll cut off your aid. The president of Uganda says, hey, man, you're still here. Cut the fucking aid off, man, and you all may go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
Although that's not exactly a quote. But I am, paraphrasing the brother right there. Also, too, we don't wish no ill will on Joe Gibson, you know what I'm saying, or Pianki. We just disagree agreeably. And the individual show that I called in yesterday, I had to tell that man what I had to tell him is because he was simply not listening to reason is because the truth hurts. Now, don't get me wrong. Within the Black community, throughout the African diaspora, we got a whole lot of house cleaning to do. To quote Brother Che, to quote Sheikh Imam Akbar and what have you, and then no disrespect to Joe Gibson, but Joe Gibson tries to comment on our history from Eurocentric resources. We comment on our history from Afrocentric resources, a big difference between the two. And then, Sarge, if you out there, man, you know what I'm saying? We are charging you with desertion, Sarge. We need your controversy, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing about Sarge, he's got me reading these books right here, you know what I'm saying? And that's for real. And then, of course, a shout-out to the spirit of the one and only Mr. Frederick Douglass. He was the product of a rape and slave trading pedophile that violated his mother. The same slave master had beat Mr. Douglass with a whip. Mr. Douglass took the whoop and whooped his ass royally, as rightfully so. And he had to get up out of the state of Maryland, and he went up there and stowaway on a ship. And also, too, Mr. Freddie D., he did wind up in San Francisco where he had his own newspaper office. You know what I'm saying? The man was educated, and he was happy. And then also, too, protect our Black girls. Our Black girls have a right not to be violated. Also, too, what happened to those little babies that was taken out of the arms of their mothers and their mother and father never saw them again? Some more power to their spirits and rest in power. Also, too, Governor DePantis, okay, your state needs some serious housework because there were 200 unmarked bodies that were discovered at McNeil Air Force Base. You don't address that. Who knows, Governor DePantis? That's why you hate critical race theory so much, is because it brings you face to face with yourself. And if you're going to have any type of quote-unquote racial healing, which I doubt in my lifetime, you got to have these unpleasant conversations, to quote Dr. Claude Anderson, and which he was right. And any of you migrants out there, you know what I'm saying? If you are of Eurocentric deceit, and from what I understand, based on what Brother Che was stating, is that they knocking on the doors asking people for money, you knock on my fucking door, I'm going to treat it as a home invasion. Okay? And that there is my closing comments right there, Brother Che. Please check us out, sir. And I yield.
Black power.
Always, sir.
Solution, do you want to give yourself a statement?
I wanted to say this to you all that.
Yeah,
I was just saying, good show. Good show. Keep it up. Thank you.
Okay.
The modern world operates on the invention of black men, where the black smiths and the silver smiths and the man that comes eventually with the cotton gin and the real McCoy and the heat ventilation and air conditioning and the steam engine and the steam iron and the ironing board and the backside, the front side of HVAC, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. I'm just here to tell with you, brothers and sisters, we made those events under duress while Cracker standing there telling you that you are the dullest crown in the box and you are actually the brightest crown in the box. We never got paid on those inventions. The proof and putting is in Westinghouse and General Electric and all of those corporations been formed on the backside of black men and own our scientists. Don't forget that, brother and sister. Our scientists have had it all the time. But we have not using our – we haven't been standing on the shoulder blades of our scientists and declaring the victory for our scientists and demanding reparations from the inventions and the patents of our scientists because we just have been deluded away from the truth. You cling too heavily to the earth when you should be stand up, and you should stand up for your rights and you fight back. Don't give up. Brothers and sisters.
That's right.
Right time. Nobody be delusional at this hour. I just wanted to shake that delusionment out of this hour of Chewbacca's finest. And I'm here to tell you, we come on Black Power Radio every Sunday, Monday.
Yes.
And we give you more what you listen to your Black Power Radio for. And I'll be damned if we ain't the most informative radio talk show on the goddamn internet. And I'm just saying to you, brother and sister, we shake and wake it and we keep it live. You got to get up on a Sunday, make it 100. We got to keep it on a G today. You got to go at 100,000, 100% to get a movement. You need 100% to produce the movement that's necessary to be competitive at this hour. You must have black power. You must have black revolution. When they scorched Adam Clayton Powell with a boot in there, they scorched his behind on the rug, booting him out of the Congress. He went straight to the University of Los Angeles, UCLA.
UCLA, yes, sir.
His speech was called Black Power and Black Revolution.
Yes,
sir. I wish you'd get something from Adam Clayton Powell. Because he said, we must have black what you have stolen from us. When we get it, we'll have our self-respect. We'll have our dignity.
Yes, sir.
But for the first time, we'll have our integrity. And that's what we need today, our integrity. Because, of course, we don't want any more than what you have. But I'd be
goddamn
if we want any less than what you have. Power to the people, black power.
Black power.
Black
power. Did you study under
black
Dr. Military.
Black goddamn call. Black power.
Black power. He reminded me a lot of Dr. Amos Wilson and what he was saying. Okay. Go ahead, Dynamite. No, Joe Gibson. Sorry. Go ahead, Joe Gibson.
All right. Well, good chances are I probably
Black Power,
will be
mind, mind if I go first because I got to get out of here.
Okay, Dynamite, and then we're going to turn it over to Joe Gibson.
I'll be briefer than usual. I know y'all know how I be going. Ha ha. Plus, there's not much to say behind what the Imam, our national chairman, have already pretty much summed it up. But I was thinking the question that Brother Shea had asked Joe, that we are the minority, and he agreed. But going back to what I was saying about the homeless, when HUD count the homeless, what was that number again? I got it right here. HUD counted the HUD homeless count was 653,100 homeless people December 15th, but they didn't include the ones that are sleeping under the bridge, The ones sleeping in the, which I'm doing a tent drive for, the ones that are sleeping in the woods and makeshift tents, they didn't count them in that survey, HUD survey of the homeless. And the same goes for the inner city and especially in most of the hardcore ghettos of America, those census takers, they just drove through and take a wild guess on how many people might be in an apartment. And I'm sure they took a much lower estimate than what would be true, you know. So while we're looking at the black while America wants to claim that the black population would be the minority, as we see just by Barack Obama alone, that we are definitely majority, because when we decide to vote, booyah, whoever, you know, is so what I'm saying is we're not, no reparations, no vote. And also we say no reparations, no vote. And what's the other flip side of that? The black anti-hate crime bill. And that's why I wanted to say this before I left. Joe would know that we're backing the candidates that back our the agenda, which is reparations and hate crime bill. And the hate crime bill might be a little easier to tackle because we have the George Floyd bill, we have the anti-lynching bill, but it should be more in writing for actual hate crime bill. So I wanted to say that now with that in mind, just like you were talking about, what's his name? Kennedy and Johnson and back to the civil rights days, they were often, they said, look, this is what our people need. And they say, okay, if you're going to help us with what we need, then we will campaign for you for the black vote, you know, which is definitely underestimated, much more underestimated, because most of the time, if we don't see a decent candidate, we won't vote for any of them. But
that's
when we do vote, it's going to be a landslide every time, I guarantee it. So push our agenda, and we will, you know, we black you up on your agenda, and one hand wash the other. I'm just saying, we out of 700 people dying from hypothermia and this and that, I would just say that everybody, you know, that can help, we're trying to put on their hashtag tents for the homeless, hashtag tents for the homeless, whichever direction you send the money into, doesn't matter, help us all, because this is the only place you're going to get the truth. You know what they say, his story is always his story.
Sir.
In other words, the story of the person, the victor,
right.
You know, just like the Romans, they march in and they take over land, and they say, and the people were saying, well, our ancestors have, you know, we have a great tradition of this, and you know, and the sun and the pyramids and know the secrets of the universe. And they say, oh, no, all that's wrong. See, we're going to erase all that. See, we're rewriting all of that. So whatever they tell you, you believe it. If they tell you the sun is shining outside, but there's a thunderstorm, you go without the umbrella. So what I'm saying is we have to get out here and really look and see what's going on, and put boots on the ground in order to make a difference. So I'm at, like I say, I'm at Dynamite Lightning on Facebook, and I'm pushing for the tent drive. So because the average mortality rate of a homeless person is only 48 years. Now, we can definitely stretch that out as long as they have decent shelter. I was just looking at another one while we've been on the phone, a shelter that's and maybe you can shoot my dollar sign thing over to Joe Gibson. Maybe you can help out on that, and we'll definitely be backing you up on your thing too. So, and that's on Dynamite Lightning on Facebook if you want to look it up. But what I'm trying to say is out of 48 people, I mean out of 48 years, the tent I was just looking at cost $1,200. It's inflatable, right? And it even has rooms in it. It's supposed to be four people. Now I can look at it until I can see two rooms. Look like it has a front also, you know. So I'm just saying, a lot of people are living. Sir, so you understand where, because I know Shabaka already knows, but to you, Mr. Gibson, that if you go behind some of these shopping centers and stuff, and especially in the rural areas and the mountains and stuff like that, you'll find a lot of people living in woods, you know, and maybe with nowhere to go, and we need to allocate some of that land, some of that empty land, so it can be for them, and we can actually put up tents. With the government's assistance, or at least not a participation, without at least their permission. That's what the word I'm looking for. We need, right. Well, because some of those empty spots, as soon as people get comfortable, you'll have the police coming out there kicking them off the land. So I would say, mm-hmm. as long as they keep it tidy and clean, or even if we send a cleanup crew out there to make sure it stays that way, that's something that I would definitely be pushing for on the campaign trail. And look on my page, Dynamite Lightning, throw something on that contribution as well, and see what we can do as far as, like I say, I would back the candidates that back no reparations and the anti-hate crime bill. It doesn't matter if they're in office or not, because remember, the person that's standing across from Muhammad Ali, they kept calling him Cassius Clay. Might have said, well, he's obviously the winner. Back in them days, you know, they say he's obviously going to be the winner. Well, I wouldn't bet on him. I'd bet on Ali. Just like Mike Tyson when he was up and coming and wasn't the champ, you know, or even better, because you mentioned him earlier, Muhammad Ali, when he was fighting Sonny Liston for the first mm-hmm. time, you know. Everybody would have bet, they would have went to Sonny Liston as, say, he's already in power, like Biden, Sleepy Joe, and say, well, mm-hmm. let's make a deal with Sleepy Joe over here, talking about Sonny Liston, you know. Mm-hmm. Say, but, see, Ali just jumped in the ring, and that might be Kamala. Not Kamala. I don't know why I'm thinking about her, but, yeah, it could be her. But I'm just saying, we need to make this offer across the board and see who outbids who on it, and that will be the winner of the primary, whether it's a Democrat, Republican, or Independent. And what are you, sir, before I leave? Are you a Democrat?
He's Independent.
Oh, Independent, even better, because we don't really want to rock with the Democrats or the Republicans.
Right.
This is Black Lightning, the revolutionary voice of the people. And I'm gonna chime out on that, but I just want to put that out there, and the plea for the homeless, for the tents, because like I say, if it says 48 years a life expectancy, well, I'm one of them people who say, you know what? Then we're gonna change that. As a matter of fact, I heard the gentleman earlier saying about the Bible saying 70 years, whatever, 30 or whatever. See, but it also says that you added on to them years by doing certain things, and added on to those years by doing certain works. you know, just like you have had people that live all the way up in 800s and stuff like that, because they have done certain works and because they've lived certain way lifestyles and eat certain ways, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so
yes.
Don't count it, don't count it less than 100. All right, Black
yes,
Power, power
Black
to the people,
power,
and
yes.
This Black Lightning, the revolutionary voice of the people.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Thank you so very much. Yeah, thank you so very much, Black Lightning. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
definitely
y'all.
Respect to the Imam. Okay. Inclusion, your closing comments, sir.
People Black Power. Do.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black
can y'all say this for me one time? I am.
A Black revolutionary.
A Black revolutionary.
Revolutionary, yes, sir.
A Black revolutionary. I am.
Yeah,
I've
yes,
gone sir.
Already.
I am a Black revolutionary.
And a Black revolutionary. Black power.
Yes, yes sir. Black power. Yeah, in the spirit of Fred Hampton and Mr. John Hook.
Oh, I think
okay.
The listener I gave is closing. That's all me, Sebastian.
Oh, okay. My
right,
bad.
Right, thank
okay.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all have a good night. Thanks again. I appreciate you.
All
Black
right,
power.
Now.
Black Solutions.
Black
okay.
All right. You call Black Annie, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay, Brother Che.
Yeah, so thank y'all for tuning in to this regularly scheduled Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced Season 8. We're in our 8th season, Episode 5 of Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. We had a very in-depth discussion tonight about a current unstable political climate in regards to Black people in America and in the diaspora. And
yes,
the air date of this program was January 23rd, 2024. Make sure y'all check us
yes.
out this Friday for Grand Rising with Chewbacca and the Chase at
yes, sir.
8 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Mountain. 10 a.m. Central and 11 a.m. in the East. So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I agree with what majority was said. There was just one thing that Akbar and Dynamite had left out about the reparations or the Black agenda, and that is an
okay.
end to qualified immunity.
Okay.
My state is like one of the few, if not the only one, that has eliminated qualified immunity for police officers.
Can't be eliminated.
Soldiers. Okay, Joe, that's good to know. And also, Dynamite and Sheikh Akbar are in North Carolina, so they could technically vote for you. So you definitely want to get
okay.
a hold of that, Joe. But
okay. And I got one last comment, too, Brother Check. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not a crook. The dog,
oh
as in human shit, take his ass out there and throw him on Alcatraz Island, you know, with no running water,
yeah,
with no nothing, and then let that cold get his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not going to happen, you know. Not in this current world.
Yeah.
In the perfect world, it would happen, but not here.
Well, you're damn right about that, Brother Jay. That's why you're the co-executive producer. You know what I'm saying?
But it's nice
yeah.
to join. But, thank you for tuning in. Everything that was stated, for the most part, that's what we are practicing and ushering in on our end. We want to place this global system, because it's not just in the United States, of racism and white supremacy, but a system of justice. Which guarantees
right.
that nobody is mistreated by the color of the skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it in a constructive manner. So that's what we are actively pushing and promoting on a daily basis and acting out in real time on a regular basis, on a daily basis. So make sure y'all check us out on Friday, like I said, for Grand Rising with Chewbacca and the Chase. The RBA will be going on sometime tonight. Possibly tomorrow, we will see. And then we got Frontline Black News every Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. in the Central, and 12 a.m. in the East. So we will see y'all then. We were simulcasting also on StreamYard. So
yes, sir.
The video is on the Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, the private group.
Yeah, and the like page that we have on Facebook with Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced.
Yeah, you didn't get on the StreamYard, so it didn't get linked. So it's just on the it's on the Facebook private group page.
Okay, good.
It's on Black News and the Revolutionary YouTube pages.
Yeah. And please then like and subscribe to Frontline Black News.
Yep. So what should we go out with?
Ship Ahoy by the OJs.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in to Shabaka's Experience Enhanced. Good evening. Grand evening from the Mile High Income City.
All right.
Ship Ahoy. We're coming to get our check.
Yes, sir.
That Dr. King and others had set out in the 60s. Black power.
Yes, sir. Always.
Ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy, ship ahoy. So many fish in the sea.